escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 3rd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1942, the first man-made object to reach space was launched. A V-2 rocket test flight in Germany reached suborbital space before falling back to Earth. Only 2 years later, the V-2 would become a deadly, if not necessarily reliable, addition to Nazi Germany's arsenal in World War II. In 1962, the third American to orbit the Earth took off aboard Mercury 8. Wally Schirra's flight lasted a little over 9 hours. And in 1985, the shuttle Atlantis tasted space for the first time.
And we have the sequencer on the orbiter now controlling the final seconds to launch. 20 seconds and counting. The body flap and speed bake in launch position. T-minus 12, 11, 10. Have go for main engine start. T-minus 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff. Liftoff of Atlantis. A new orbiter joins the shuttle fleet, and it has cleared the tower.
All program initiated. Crew confirms roll maneuver.
Atlantis' first flight was a classified Defense Department mission. Astronaut Charlie Duke was born in 1935. He walked on the moon during the Apollo 16 mission in 1972. Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac fame was born in 1949. Guitar god Stevie Ray Vaughan was born in 1954. Comic artist Rob Liefeld was born in 1967. On that same day in 1967, folk singer Woody Guthrie died. Actor Roddy McDowall died on this day in 1998.
Don't worry, Mr. Pizer. They also serve who only stand and wait.
Vincent, were you programmed to bug me?
No, sir. To educate you.
In 1980, arcades everywhere were put on intruder alert.
Get the humanoid. Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Chicken, fight like a robot.
The arcade game Berserk, with its unnerving Cylon-like voices, first appeared in American arcades. And in 2008, the Sci-Fi Channel offered us Sanctuary.
You no doubt have questions about this place.
Just one. How come there's no organ music?
I'm glad to see you maintain a healthy sense of humor.
Yeah, well, it's invaluable in police work. Nothing brightens up a murder scene like the right zinger.
Levity helps keep far more insidious things at bay.
We call this place a sanctuary for whom?
Or what?
You know what? This was a really bad idea. I'm very sorry to have wasted your time, and I'm even sorrier that you wasted mine.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and prone to spiral.